I believe that Java is a sustainable architecture and platform, especially now since IBM and Oracle are going to be working on the OpenJDK very shortly. But what is a sustainable architecture? It is an architecture, it's a set of design considerations when you are designing a building that respects and pays attention and the ramification to the damage to the environment. So in environment, I'm talking about tangible, physical things you and I can see, we can hear, we can smell, and we can touch, and we can taste. So destroying our environment carries inherent risk for all of us. So as a translation into the software domain, choosing your architecture, it has to be sustainable. And Java, by definition, has to have sustainability built into it, which is why I'm very glad that IBM and Oracle have joined forces, because it means that that sustainability of the Java platform is that more firm. Now, as to damage to the environment, in comparison, because Java is cross-platform, it runs on Windows, Linux, and macOS, you have scope. If you're a business leader and you want to invest in technology, Java can help you, definitely. If you're working on a desktop, our solutions for Java are not quite there yet, and the user interface especially, until we get the next scene graph and Prism APIs. However, you can write Swing applications right now. As for the mobile space, well, that issue will run on and run on. However, I do believe Java is here to stay. It is a sustainable platform, and Oracle has to pay close attention, open it up. In fact, I would suggest that the technology compatibility kit that everybody is so worried about, why not give that to the Apache Foundation and then say to them, do your worst. We have the OpenJDK. We have the best engineers on the planet. We have IBM responsible for J9. We have hotspot engineers responsible for the Sun or Sun Oracle hotspot. Why not let competition decide this outcome? A fair race. You do your worst, someone else do their worst, and the customer decide.